she had for the craft of being an actress. We lost a great Lorena.
No, she was amazing, and she was actually the first Black woman that wore her natural hair on TV. So she is a trailblazer as well.
Lorena, you are just a treasure trove of just fun Black facts. Look at you, the Crown Project in the building. I'd like to add on. She said her most important accomplishment happened in 2016 when President Barack Obama awarded her the Medal of Freedom. In her long and extraordinary career, Cicely Tyson has not only exceeded as an actor, she has shaped the course of history, Obama said that day.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm in love with your hands tonight. Yeah, they give you this alibi. I don't know, cause I'm lost in your eyes. I hope my heart don't break too much when I wake from the way she touch. I'm so weak cause I can't get enough. You say that you love me. Oh, I never thought we'd be like that. I've been running in a thousand tries. You say that you love me. Why do you lie to me? 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 Why do you lie to me?
For no clout, I get mines and I'm out. I'll survive any drought. Feelings are not allowed. I go all the way down. Yeah, we could go somewhere where we don't get service. We can sit back and smoke weed all day shirtless. I keep on going in out of your cervix. That would be perfect, but I don't think you're worth it.
You say that you love me. Oh, I never thought we'd be like that. I've been running in a thousand tries. You said that you love me. So why do you lie to me? 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 Why do you lie to me?
Race back.
I want you right now, so let's go. Yeah, I
bend
want
over,
you
put
right,
your hands on your knees.
Right now, so
bend over, put your hands on your knees.
Yeah, I
bend
want
over,
you
put
right,
your hands on
right,
your knees.
Right now, so let's go. Wanna have you as my.
Bend over, let me march to it. Where you wanna start with it? Girl, I put my heart to it. Brace back, jeans super fresh, looking clean with the best. How you move, got you arching it, bam bow. I got a ship for you to land on. You got the vibe, got the rhythm, got the flow so divine. Look, sort of like Rihanna, got a man down. Excuse me, stand down.
I just wanna do what I do. Swing by you when I sing my tune. Might speed my way, but I see right through. When you talk about me, make me know about you, yeah. I want you right now, so let's go. I want you right now, so let's go. Wanna have you as my lady.
Race back.
I just hope that you can take it.
Race back.
I want you right now, so let's go. Yeah.
Bend over, put your hands on your knees.
Race back.
Bend over, put your hands on your knees.
Yeah.
Bend lover, put your hands on your knees.
I want you right, so let's go.
Bend over, make me touch you from back. Touch you till you're weak, till you can't wind back. Not go box you, not go kick you, not go give you no slap. Bring your bump a little closer, make me give you two slap. Your body good and it's a damage and tear. And for your body call the price, I'll pay. Nothing no one night stay. Me want you now me like girl. So make me roll. Jump in the car, dapper roots me not go low. Up in on your belly, dapper one force post. Feel your body clean, but you know you're not boss. Come make me toast, you're good, girl.
I want you right now, so let's go. I want you right now, so let's go. Wanna have you as my lady.
Brace back.
I just hope that you can take it.
Brace back.
I want you right now, so let's go. Yeah.
Bend over, put your hands on your knees.
Brace back.
Bend over, put your hands on your knees.
Brace back.
Bend over, put your hands on your knees.
I want you right. So let's
brace back.
One the dance, bend over, now the dance. Pine up your sexy body, brace pun, this your pants.
Girl, I see you whining, leaning in my hair, rocking the fresh shot. She bop it, got me feeling, she rocking, she wear best.
What your name, where you from? Everybody wanna know that. Come in on me, Benz, on your bed, come me through that.
Watch her throw it back, brace to the lower back. Face says she glow that, brains gotta know that.
Yeah, you're bad and that you know and that for sure. Yeah, when you top, you make it up, I spend more.
Spend more on it like it's in store. Once I open them doors, no, I have for insurance tour.
I want you right now, so let's go. I want you right now, so let's go.
Wanna have you as my lady.
Brace back.
I just hope that you can take it.
Brace back.
I want you right now, so let's go. Yeah.
What's up, Montreal? This is Soke on the Morning Detour and CKUT 90.3 FM. A very, very interesting interview this morning. We are here with Sarita, artist, streamer, and songwriter. You know, because people are streamers nowadays. That's a thing. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good, and you?
I'm doing good, thank you. No complaints.
That's good to hear. We know that it's the pandemic right now, so you know some people are having a hard time adjusting. But then there's artists and streamers like you that help us entertain ourselves from the comfort of our homes and still have quality content. So you were born and raised in Toronto. You're a songwriter, producer, like I said, a streamer. You have a good amount of followers on Twitch. You know, you have a good amount of listens on Spotify. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, like how you started getting into music? Just who are you?
Yeah, sure. So actually, I was in Toronto. I was born and raised in Toronto. I'm a Canadian, in case you can't tell from the accent, although some people have told me that I've lost my accent while I've been in LA. But how I got started was I actually was in a choir. I was actually in a choir when I got started doing music, and then I kind of moved on from the choir. I started writing my own songs, and when I was getting into it, I didn't really have a budget because I was a student, so I didn't have a budget to get beats or buy beats from people, so I had to learn how to make my own beats and record myself. So I started with that, and then from there I moved to New York to try to get some more opportunities. And then I moved from New York to LA. And then when I hit LA, that's when I started to find some success as a songwriter. I wrote even a Billboard number one. It was a number one in France. And then I started kind of writing for some movies, just getting some music in movies and stuff. And then in 2017, I dropped my first song, I Got You, as myself, Sarita. And from there, yeah, I just started kind of, that was the inception of how I kind of got into music.
That's a very nice, start, I'd say. That's a nice start. You traveled a lot. Also, that's good to go see the different scenes. I know that the Toronto scene is completely different from what we can see in New York or even in LA. You said you had a song that was charting in France. I'm actually French. I'm from Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I moved to Montreal like approximately 6 years ago now. So,
oh my God.
You know, it's I like when people mention France sometimes. I'm like, okay, you know, it's nice.
Nah, France was the first country to really show me love. Like, my song, okay, so I don't know if you know the song Heartbeat by Richard Orlinsky. You can maybe mm-hmm. Google it, but it was Richard Orlinsky featuring Eva Simmons. I wrote that record for him. And in 2017, I believe it was, the song went number one in France all over the radio. Mm. Billboard number one for 4 weeks straight. It was like a super smash.
That's super cool.
And it was like, I was like, wow, you know, it was really validating for me as a songwriter to realize like, okay, I was, because you know, you got to go off of your own idea that you're not crazy, that you might have something, you know, you might have some skin in the game, but until you actually get that validation, it's just something you got to believe in. So when I first got that Billboard number one, and they released it independently too, so I was like, all right, okay, I got something. I don't know what I got, but at least I have something. And that's kind of the first country, man. Yeah, France. I'll never forget. Well,
I'm glad that this is, you know, one of the things that, you know, made you realize that, okay, you got something. Actually, talking about you having something. So you mentioning in your, you know, when we look at your story that A&R's, you know, did not really give you a chance when you got to LA. Can you tell us a little bit about this and why maybe you feel that they didn't take a chance on you?
Sure. Yeah. So if you're an independent artist, you will realize pretty quickly when you try to get into the scene that it's not the way that it used to be, how, you know, you expect like you can move to LA and you're just going to get scooped up by an A&R who's going to see your potential, see your talent, and be willing to spend that time with you to invest in you. Now, I didn't even get started in music until I was like 18, 19 years old. So, you know, really like that's really old for a record label to like, oh, I sign you and like have those years of development. So I wasn't like, you know, coming in as a Disney artist or something else where you have that base. If you're coming in as an independent artist, you come to LA, it's very difficult for, even if you are talented, even if you have a lot going for yourself as an artist, it's very difficult to get signed by a label because it costs them so much money to take the chance on you. And some people win that lottery ticket. Like some people, they get that chance when they are signed with no social media following. They get signed just off rip. But that wasn't the case for me. I had the experience of coming to LA, having success writing songs for movies, having success even writing like Billboard number ones. And I didn't meet the right A&R who said, you know what, I want to work with you. I know lots of A&Rs who, you know, think I'm very talented and definitely really like what I'm doing, but nobody was really willing to risk the bank on me. So I had to take a chance and just basically just do it myself and just show people like that was it. Like it's kind of like they'll say like, oh, you have to have a really big following if you're going to get signed these days. I didn't have that following. I hadn't made that following. So it was kind of like, I was doing my own music anyway. I had put out music that had encountered like some growth, some organic growth for sure. I had, you know, Spotify was showing me love, you know, New Music Friday and stuff like that. But still, it wasn't enough to generate the support and traction and really get that signature from the label.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. We've heard that a lot, actually. You know, from different artists, different independent artists to get A&R, you know, to sign them or to go with them and develop them into full-on artists. Actually, I'm guessing that's when, you know, you switched your attention to your online following and you tried to grow that. So you pretty much showed the process of how to make music, I would say, you know, for the people that did not necessarily know the whole process of making an EP or an album. Can you tell us about that idea of, you know, showing people everything, a part of the process?
Of course, yeah. So what happened with me, and like I would tell this to like any independent artist, honestly, I would tell this to anybody, because really what happened with me was I was sitting in this room like I am right now making music, making my music, and I just said to myself, I said, you know what, like there are all these gatekeepers in the industry that are preventing me from being able to share my music with people. Screw all that. Screw all that. We're going straight to the source. And I just said, you know what? If people actually like my music, then they're going to stay for this. And if they don't like my music, then they're not going to stay. And I just left it up to the individual. And I said, never mind these gatekeepers. I'm just going to go directly to whatever fans are out there. So literally, I didn't change my process at all. The only thing that I did was I hit go live. I still did the same thing, making the same music, recording it here, writing it here. My process was the same, but now I had a chance to engage with the audience without having to go through a gatekeeper in the industry. And what happened? 5 people would come, 7 people would come, like, and I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, like 4 people followed me today. If I can do that tomorrow, like 4 people are gonna follow me again. And I was so excited about it. And honestly, like that's really what last year was for me. It was just so happy to be able to be given a choice, a chance, you know, to even do a show. Like, even if an independent artist wants to do a live show, and where are they going to find? You got to get a booking agent. You got to get someone who's going to let you into your club. You got to get someone who's, you know, they've even in Toronto, like if when I wanted to do a show, I remember like one of the first times I tried to do a show, you'd have to like sell tickets to your friends or to whoever. And it's like, it's so demoralizing for an artist who's trying to find their fan base. If you go live on Twitch, like I've created this platform, Twitch, cool, go live. All of a sudden, you can do a show for whoever in the entire world. They could be in Azerbaijan. They could be in France. Like, if I were to ask my chat right now, where is everybody from? There's people from all over the world. So it just removes all these barriers that have previously been a problem for artists who are trying to get themselves known or find their fans. And how can you build a following if you can't find your fans?
Definitely. You know?
Especially for free. Mm-hmm.
No, for sure. Actually, one other question that I was going to go to following this one is the question of monetization. So, you know, there's a lot of conversations. We've talked to a lot of different artists. There's a lot of conversations surrounding, you know, how to finance yourself as an independent artist. So, you know, and there's also another conversation that is growing about social media platforms allowing users to actually monetize their content. So as an independent artist using Twitch and using different platforms to reach out to your audience, do you feel like maybe this is the new way to go for independent instead of, you know, having to go through the traditional A&R and then a record label?
100%, especially if you need time practicing how to do your live shows, how to write music. I mean, if you can get outside of your own head and get out of the nervousness of doing it live, of writing it live, or however you choose to do your music live, yes, like, you know, the most amazing, beautiful thing about Twitch is that I had run out of money to become an independent artist. I had run out of money to make my videos, to make my music. But the people who found my channel, who liked my music, they were willing to buy that album, like actually buy an album. Like, I'm selling albums in 2021. Like, that does not exist anymore, like anywhere. But what they're paying for is the time, the intimate experience of seeing me create it live, that connection with me, then the live shows that I provide for free as well. And so it's this sort of mutual beneficial thing where they're willing to support me through this platform, and that gives me the money I need to create the content, actually to make the actual music.
No,
so yes,
sure.
I think it is the future. Like, I totally think this is the future. And I know that, like, it's kind of different and weird, like, what I'm doing. And honestly, it came out of pure desperation. Like, it came out of having absolutely nothing else in the world I could possibly do.
But, you know, I think maybe it was kind of like a bit avant-garde, because when you saw the pandemic hit the world, everyone switched to online content almost in the span of, I guess, the first 3 months. Everybody was just wondering what to do, and then everybody just switched to live. So I guess you already had, you know, a few months of practice for that kind of content. So I think that's really, really beautiful. Sincerely, I love that. How did you like the process of creating and having your fan base be able to react to what you were doing live? Because I'm guessing it's different from, you know, creating in your room or in a studio and then put your project out into the world.
100%, because they'll tell me right away if they don't like a song or if they love a song. They'll ask me what they want or, you know, it has been actually an amazing experience because what ended up happening was, for the first EP that I made, I started streaming, like you said, earlier than the pandemic hit. So I had kind of got my legs under me as the pandemic was hitting. But in June of this last year, the way that they affect their creativity is, like, they can tell you what songs they want you to release. when and then they tell you what songs they want you to release. So that's what we did it. Like we reversed it. We actually reversed it. It was an amazing experience because for the first time that I've ever known of, like the fans had such an intimate say in like what they even wanted me to release. And if they're willing to fund the project, then we make it happen together. So the fans are, my Twitch chat is almost like a small like label. Like so they it's kind like of a
collaborative project pretty much with your fans.
Exactly. It's collaborative. They have a, you know, they're there to watch the whole process. They're there to tell me what beats they like, what beats they don't like. And yeah, they're definitely very involved. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds very nice. Actually, that sounds nice because when I think about it, as a person that loves music, I think I would like to be able to, you know, have input into what the artist that I like does. But at the same time, I also like to watch the creative process. So that would be pretty sure that would be amazing. Seriously, I think, like you said, that maybe in the future we will see more artists go that route. I already know that Twitch is a platform where a lot of DJs go to do their different sets and things of that nature. So I think that's beautiful. You know, if you can let us know, where can people find you? Most importantly, where can people watch you on Twitch? What's the name of the channel? Just let us know everything so to make sure Montreal follows you in that process.
For sure. Okay, so you can find me www.twitch.tv/Sereda, my name, S-E-R-E-D-A. And yeah, I would encourage any independent artist, specifically artists who are like maybe singer-songwriters, like if you were about to give up on yourself and you felt like you had exhausted every possible avenue you could think of for how to make it as an artist, I would encourage you to not give up, but rather make an account on Twitch, start on your phone, download the Streamlabs app, go live, and just connect with real people who like your music, who like your voice, because don't give up on yourself before you have a chance to even know what you've got out there. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't, or that it's not going to happen for you, that it's too late or it's over. Just give yourself that chance and get an account. I would say that. So like anyone in Montreal listening, you got this. Don't stop. Let's go.
Yeah, I think that's a very good advice. You know, we'll post everything on our social media platforms as well, so people can follow you, people can go watch you. And like you said, Montreal artists, go on Twitch. You know, people from all over the world might be able to, you know, hear your music, help you collab on making some music. Thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning.
My pleasure.
It was a pleasure. And hopefully when the world reopens, you'll be able to come to Montreal and, you know, maybe interact with some of the fans here and maybe do 100%. Another interview with us.
100%. Yeah, it'll be great to get actually into the station, like when everything is over. Yeah. That'll be amazing. Sure. Until then.
Exactly. So this was Soke on the Morning Detour, CKT 90.3 FM.
I feel alone today. Double up my cup and get along the way.
Just the Morning Detour cold today. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
I feel alone today. Double up my cup and get along the way. I'd have seen enough of the world today. I'd have had enough, took a throne today. Some will say X is in his eyes like these. You want us to come try me. Turn you out into a freak. Lollipop the song for me. Pop it, pop it down for me. Are you down for me? Is you really everything that you're supposed to be? Boy, you lie to me. Now you're high off me. In your feelings that you're still so charmed by me. Are you dumb? Harry Potter scar on my forehead. Call me wizard, wait, give him head. And I hold the keys, control it. And the armor spell, enjoy it. Magic, yeah, I heard you like magic. Pull it out like a hat trick. Going down on his masters, that's a bad bitch. Magic, yeah, I heard you like magic. Well, oh, baby, watch it happen. Devil with the heels, pull him out, pull him out, pull him out, pull him out like on the day. Feeling away, another play, out of the way. Regular day, ringing my line, showing fake love. I had enough, cut me a break, save me the time. No one knows where I be, used to be. Like it alone with me, so to see. Listen to Jodeci, loving the way that you're holding me. It's home to me, it's home to me. But X is in my eyes, I'm free. You want us to come, try me. Turn you out.
into a freak. Lollipop the song for me. Pop it, down for me. Are you down for me? But you really nothing like who you pretend to be. Boy, you lied to me. Now you're high off me. In your feelings that you're still so charmed by me. Are you dumb? Harry Potter's scar on my forehead. Call me wizard, wake your vamp head. And I hold the keys, control it. And you're my spell, enjoying it. Magic. Yeah, I heard you like magic. Pull it out like a hat trick. Going down on his masters. I'm a bad bitch. Magic. Yeah, I heard you like magic. Well, oh, baby, watch it happen. Devil in the heels, pull him out, pull him out, pull him out, pull him out like fireworks. At the first sight of her, they're calling me MacGyver. The way that I'm making the best or worst, it's literal magic, babe. You're watching it happen, eh? I'm weaving these spells, all of my words, all of my own, I'm in my own lane. Love it to the end, I took flight when you turned the lights out. Fight it to the end, boy. Baby, turn the lights on.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Here working on my fitness. I got way more flexi by my witness. Counting all this money about my business. Ever since you left me, I've been winning.
Yes, Montreal, welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser, Lorena, we are in the building. Now it's about the time for us to do community update. It is Black History Month, but you know we celebrate Black excellence every day at the Morning Detour. But we have a lot of slew of great events happening across the city, across the world this month. Lorena, what we have going on?
Oh, we got a lot going on this month. So, of course, we have Never Was Average. They have their Joy as Resistant art exhibition, which is online at Never Apart Montreal. I don't know if we will be moving into a physical space as the museums will be opening, but you could check back at Never Was Average for more information. And then with WIPCA, again, they have their events happening for Black History Month. So on Friday, February 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. on Zoom, they will have the virtual book launch and talk featuring Selena Caesar-Chavan. Mm-hmm. And so you can register for free at sending an email to admin@wipca.org. And then also on Saturday, February 27th, they have Young, Gifted, and Black, celebrating Black excellence and entrepreneurship. This will be showcasing individuals 35 years and under who are managing and running their own business. So again, send an email to admin@wipca.org if you are interested in that event. Then we have Montreal in Action. They have a webinar happening, African Heritage in Quebec with Webster. This is Quebec's very own hip-hop star. Webster will talk about the presence of African heritage in Quebec, dating back to the era of New France, while touching on matters concerning Black and Indigenous slavery. Mm. On Tuesday, February 9th at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, February 18th at 6 p.m., the impact of the pandemic on Black Canadians with Dr. Alicia Boutouin-Kite and Carrie Lindahl. They will talk about the untold gaps in the system which have left Black Canadians at unfair advantage medically, economically, socially, and psychologically. They have more stuff happening, too, that I will mention in the upcoming weeks.
Right.
And then also Black History Month, the TD series. They are having a whole list of events happening for the month of February. But some things that I'll mention today is Money. It's happening on February 7th. It's a talent contest aimed to promote financial literacy among young people. So again, that's February 7th. Then there are Black Conversations. So this is a series that's happening all month, the Wellness Reunion, February 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. So this is inspired by the Black Panthers' popularization in the 1970s of the concept of self-care and empowerment around health. This series of experiences emphasizes well-being, family bonds, emotional healing, and the empowerment of the Black community. So again, this is a series that will be happening February 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. Then on the 12th, the Black Theater Workshop Poetry Jam.
Oh.
So this is an event bringing Montreal's the most talented wordsmiths. So you could go and be inspired, moved by the power of their words. So again, Black Theater Workshop, that's happening February 12th. And then also on the 12th of February, actually, this is happening from the 12th of February to March 12th. It's the 13th Massey Maddie. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. So that is Afro-LGBTQ+ Film and Arts Festival. So that is going to be showing gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender themed films featuring members of Black communities. So that is happening. There's more stuff that's happening that I will announce in the upcoming weeks. And then, of course, we have the Morning Detour with our speed dating event. And that happened.
I'm looking for love. I think we'll sing on that. I think when I host, I'm going to sing. We'll come with an R&B album, me and you, Larina. Do you have a singing voice, Larina?
No, they don't want you to sing. So this is happening on Saturday, February 13th. From 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., you can get tickets in our bios on Instagram at Detour514 and The Morning Detour on Facebook. It is $10. We will have giveaways. We will have guest speakers and, of course, speed dating. It's a night of fun. Don't take things too seriously. Don't be shy. Don't be, you know, nervous about it. It's going to be fun and it's going to be great.
And it's actually better this way, too, because ordinary speed dating, you would have been in a restaurant or in a room, and you could see all the different tables. This one's it's a one-on-one. Even though we're organizers, I want to let people understand one thing. The chats in the speed dating are private. Me and Larina, we won't be able to see. It's totally private, just you and that person. So definitely be personal. On the main stage, we'll have something else going on for those that just want to idle around and just enjoy the event and look at the vendors expo as well.
Yeah, of course you could see, like, if people are chatting while the main stage is happening, like, we'll play, like, different things for the giveaway. And then if you have questions in the chat while somebody's presenting, yeah, you'll see the person's name there or what have you. But we will never know if that is the person that you were matched with throughout the night. You have 30 minutes, so you'll be matched with multiple people. We don't know who those people are. It's not us. It's not recorded, the speed dating portion. There's no, like, file that's sent to us after that shows who was matched with who. Yeah. It's all confidential. We will never know unless you tell us.
Yeah.
But it's totally private, so that's the good thing about it.
Yeah, listen, man, it's going to be a beautiful event. We're going to have fun, man. We're not let this COVID thing get the best of us. It's gonna be a night of extravaganza. It's the night before Valentine's Day. Listen, we locked down because of the curfew anyway, so from 9 to 11... on the Hopin app, you could get tickets to the event on Detour514 on our IG or on our Facebook, The Morning Detour. It's going to be a beautiful night, man. I'm telling you, I'm really excited about it, man. We have a lot of giveaways. So listen, it's going to be very, very thrilling, very interesting. Larina, really, really dope idea.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
What have you been?
become? What have you become? But if I know, that's what you've been. I was blind, I was in it, I was bad. Oh, I thought that I was changing you. I can't believe I faced you. You know your mama ain't raised you like that. Look at your behavior, and that's what she ashamed of you. Damn, look at what you've become. Matter of fact, what you've been. I was just blind. I was just so in it. I was just so committed. I don't regret it. Cause I learned what love is once I
let it go, let it go, let it go.
Let it go, cause you're doing too much and you just let go. And I know it's you when you're trying to hold on to my attention. Won't you let it go? Oh, let it go, let it go, let it go. Babe, yeah, cause you're doing too much and you're trying too hard, trying to get a reaction. And I am a child of God, so I cannot be touched. Did good and you want it bad and you need it. I don't wanna be feeling dead, so I said that I was leaving. I thought you would be real, I thought you would be right. Talking all of that tough shit, think you gon' go and down now. One, where they do that at? Where they do that at? Doing too much, you don't let go. You know it was you, and you're trying to hold on. That's right. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah.
For the night, you know I can give you what you like. Baby, you could put out all my life. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride. Catch me outside. Just give me one good reason, oh yeah. Always keep teasing, yeah. Give me one good reason. Girl, I love you how you do that for me. I love it when you tease me, girl. Tryna free you, girl. When you wind your waist, you look freaky, girl. You know, you the one that I'm taking home. Girl, I love you how you do that for me. Baby, we can do this for the night. You know I can give you what you like. Baby, you could put out all my life. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride. Catch me outside. Girl, you know a lot of energy, yeah, yeah. Got a body like therapy. Say you're so mine, girl, yeah, you baby. Girl, you know I'm coming over, banging on the sofa. Something like, picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. Oh, this FaceTime got me impatient. Girl, what we waiting for? Baby, we can do this for the night, yeah, yeah. You know I can give you what you like, girl. Baby, you could put out all my life. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride. Catch me outside. Fresh out the shower, yeah, baby girl, put your hair down. Fling off the towel, don't worry, girl, this our playground. You can draw from linen, go, baby, lay down. Well, I'll switch up positions, gon' leave you bedbound. You know I'ma make my way around. Baby girl, I swear down, I'll be on the way. Maybe I could stay around, do you like it's lockdown, night into the day. Baby, I can give you what you like. Baby, you could put out all my life. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride, yeah. Catch me outside, you can hop up in a ride.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Days, it can wreck your life. You gotta think twice. Put it together, the color I like. Know it look better whenever enticed. Pot of blue leather, whatever vice. Okay. I'm out to in the sky they can't reach. Fly with us, that's unique. Run like Ferraris. I came out the mud like the cleats. Felt like Muhammad Ali. Wave, I was born in the sea. Life for the party. Miami, we at the star. I beat them, we in calamari. Jit on these suckers, sorry, I'm not sorry. Order the PJ, I'm flying to Maui. One-on-one, only get V-Long from bars. She came with me once, had a wonderful day. A book and put me in her diary. On a boat, I'm a pirate. Admit it, I know you admire it. My diamond then like parade. Man, like a vendor, door, same color shades. On your promotion, I give you a raise. Hold on some potion, feel intoxicated. Feel like the ocean, I'm gonna go crazy. Tropical, the hell with it, wait. Put a big double M on my Mercedes. Got me some million, no minimum wage.
Okay.
I'm out to.
It's not those. Only thing above us is outdoors. Took it down and used it to the chachos. To get million and started a bang. Top of the floor, man, it came with the rain. And you welcome, come party, the hell did you think? Juggle the beats, I juggle the fame. And I gobble the pain when I swallow the drink. I grow my own gas in the back of the funny. To cover a town so my haters, believers. I ran through these seasons with centerfold pieces. Flip the promoter just like we do pizza. Just run me my cheese, we don't wanna go Grisha. Hotline. Turn a pipeline to a lifeline.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back. It's the Morning Detour. Weezy Mo Chase in the building. Now, you know, I always love to break out the new artists. I found somebody else to beef with this week. He's a Montreal-born, New Jersey-raised artist. He recently released the EP called Mon Sweet. And let me tell you, the boy can make some music. He has some songs like I'll Be There, Calm Me Down, Count On You. We are welcome here on The Morning Detour to have Mr. Love Man Sui in the building. What's going on, King?
Hey, man, appreciate that, man. That's a grand entrance right there.
No, hold on. Don't get too happy. What's up with the name? I kept seeing it, the name Love Man Sui, around for a while. And it was speaking to me like, yo, this guy's like Andre Tree Stacks. He's out of the box. His name is inviting me. It's telling me that you're a creator. How did you come up with the name Love Man Sui?
Man, let me tell you, I even tried some of those self-generated name things that Childish Gambino used to try to come up with something.
Right.
I couldn't think of anything, so I actually just stuck with my name. My mom named me that when I was born. That was her idea.
Woo! No, so... I got to see you finally say, oh my God, he's killing it with the ladies. He looks good and his name is Love Man Sui. And then you make the kind of crooner music. I'm like, oh man, these guys are killing it. So you're Montreal born. Where were you born in Montreal? Because you know, this is the only urban morning show.
Dude, I was actually born in Quebec City.
Oh, say word. Say word.
Yeah, I was born in Quebec City. I was born in Quebec City. And then I think about a year in or so, maybe a year and a half in or so, my mom moved us to Laval.
Right, yeah.
And then after that, say about 2 years after that, she actually passed away. So my family in Canada, no, it's all good, G. Mm-hmm. My family in Canada actually sent me to my grandmother in New Jersey here.
Okay.
And that's when I was kind of raised up in the super Haitian household.
Well, listen, I'm half Haitian as well, but I feel like I lost some of the Piclis. I lost some of the Griot because I grew up with my mom that's Grenadian, but my dad is Haitian. Now, how was that culture change, especially coming from Montreal or Quebec City and then being raised in New Jersey? How has that change affected you and how did that got you to a point, hey, you know what? I'm going to make some music out of it.
Man, it's funny. I actually, because I didn't know my pops all my life. I he found me, his brother found me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I guess now would be a year and a half ago.
Say what?
He found me on Facebook. And we connected, and, you know, we're still, you know, it's a weird phase because I'm already about to be like 28. So, right. Like, but, you know, he seemed like a cool dude. But he was a guitarist for like 30 years. So I guess that stuff was already around, and I had no idea.
Look at that. It was already innate inside of you. You didn't even
know. It was already here. And I spoke French before I spoke English. But when I came to Jersey, French kind of went out the window. I was only speaking Creole. So,
trust me. No, that's really dope. So, how did you get to the point now? Most recently, you released an EP, a two-sided EP called Mon Sui. Of course, again, with the, you know, you always have these buzz names. Like, you're the guy with the names. How did we get here? You have features from Lil Wayne, Live E, and also your son as well. How did you get into the music business? How did you figure out, you know what, I'm going to do this kind of music opposed to just straight up rapping?
Man, one, like, I still be writing raps and shit like that, but, you know, it's kind of tough to get them off, you know? I guess it's about, like, timing and placement and how you do it, I guess, you know, and who you do it with. So I'm kind of just letting that process kind of find itself. But for the music, I think I was more so interested in, like, you know, standing in my own light and not, you know, not being just in those crowded rooms, because it could get so crowded out there sometimes.
Right.
Because a certain style of music is so simple to make that, you know, some of that stuff is pretty simple to make. So I didn't really find it that challenging. I kind of wanted to try to, you know, push myself to the limit and see, you know, kind of explore my identity, see all these sides of me. You know, I did used to listen to Paramore. I did used to listen to Lil Wayne, you know, and just trying to find a way to really go on my own path here, and just see kind of where that leads me.
Well, let me tell you, you know, you definitely show us a lot of yourself on songs like Count On You and Calm Me Down. I want to talk to you about when you're creating your music. I'm saying, in a sense, like a certain level of vulnerability. You're really open. It says that you reimagine masculinity. How has that impacted your music? How important is it for you to be a creator opposed to just doing commercial music?
Yeah, man, it was for me, it was really, in the beginning, it was kind of like about balance. How do I cover ground, move forward, you know, get some folks to trust me, but really not stare away from like what's really just on my mind already.
Mm-hmm.
I think just the long lifetime of, like, you know, I don't know, you realize you get paid whatever you get paid, and then you realize, like, a lot's changed, but the trauma's still there, you know? You know, all this stuff is still there and you can't get away from it. And then you realize, you know, your relationship's sinking here, your relationship with your kid here, and it's hard to connect with everybody. And the only thing you can connect with is the music at some point. So I had to find a way to, you know, whether it was checking myself into rehab or whether it was, you know, finally now, you know, trying to take therapy seriously, just try to find a way to connect so that, you know, the people around me could feel that I'm actually, like, you know, trying to figure this thing out.
No, for sure. But you know what? You know, I also do therapy as well. And one of the first steps is understanding, identifying your problem and seeking the resource. So I can see you're full circle now. And it's dope because you can actually make music. So you can carry me on the journey as I'm going to therapy as well. I'm going to go with Love Man Sui as well. So recently you released a two-side EP called Mon Sui. You know, when I saw it, I'm like, yo, he might be Haitian. The way the Mon Sui, I'm like, he might be Haitian. You did side A, you did side B. Are we going to get more music from you? Because I need more. I need more. Montreal, my city, Love Man Sui in the building. I need more music. Can we expect some new songs, some new EPs? What's happening?
Man, you know, I got, I definitely got another one that we're working on right now.
Yeah.
And it's set for this year. It's called Grandma's Recipe.
Ooh.
And that, you know, that'll serve as the third EP to this trilogy that was just introduced me as an artist. And I could say, you know, from my understanding, listening, feeling everything right now is definitely what I'm most proud of so far. So,
that's what's up. I want to ask you as we close out here, when people take in your music as an artist, as a creator, and being as deep as you are, what's the main thing that you hope your listeners take away from your music? Because there's a lot of things there: fatherhood, masculinity, desire. What would you like your listeners, if they could take away one thing from Love Man Sui's music, what would that be?
That this ain't no industry shit. You know, it's like,
No, I like you know that. I like that. Yeah.
This is as real as it gets. Like, you know, it's not necessarily for anything. It's just really me trying to find, you know, driving myself crazy, trying to find a way to just connect so that there's a clear understanding of, you know, so that we understand each other so nothing gets misconstrued later. That's really all it is.
But listen, I want one show, my say, I want everybody to connect with Love Man Sui. We're going to feature one of his songs. Love, which one should we play? Because, you know, if it was me, I'll play I'll Be There. Which one do you want us to play? We're going to feature you throughout the show. Which one should I play right now after this interview?
Damn.
Or do you want to send me an exclusive? I'll take whatever. I'll take Love Man Sui in the building. Ooh. I'm telling you. If you haven't heard the EP, Mon Sui, he's got some new stuff going on. His Lil Wayne featured on this one as well, Side A and Side B. It's really dope. I've taken a listen. We're going to feature some songs on the Morning Detour. What should we have coming up next, Love Man Sui?
Wow, you about to play I'll Be There? That's hard. Either, man, I'll let you pick. It's for me,
it's too much joints. It's too much joints. I'm telling you, he's got too much joints in the shit. You know what I'll do? I'm going to play I'll Be There. Warner has sent me some other music. I'll sprinkle it out throughout the show. But I want to tell you this, brother, keep up the good work. You're a treasure in our city to have, man. You're doing great music. And, I love to see more. The album, the EP that's out right now is called Mon Sui. Montreal, my city, you can expect more from this great artist, Love Man Sui.
Absolutely.
Listen, I need more. Man, love, don't leave me hanging, love. I need more.
I want to make sure we stay connected, man.
Yeah. I'd love to do like a little Tiny Desk series with you when the world is normal again. I'd love to do a little Tiny Desk series. I'll just host
100%.
It. And I want to get the live band behind you. I want to leave you a little joke. I was telling Warner and those guys over there. I'll leave you this little joke. I would love to see Love Man Sui and Gallant on tour together, live band, and just candles all around the room. Because you guys sell a vibe. Some people do music. Love Man Sui sells a vibe. I love to see that. Montreal, my city. Montreal, my city. Love Man Sui in the building. I'm going to play I'll Be There right now. Keep it locked. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Case. When you're thinking it's the end, I'll be there, I'll be there, yeah, I'll be there. Ghost, yellow, come on, blue, rose, when I close.
Pick up the pace, you're not erased, right what I'm saying. Knocking me out, throwing the towel, referee call, kiss. Think I'm gonna need alimony, kiss. You get the spell, I'll get the towel. Dragging me around. Brush your pretty face on a poster bed. Cast my beauty rest in the basement.
When you think he's changed his sickness, but he's really got sick of you. The cue. Ketchup in your hair, mouth dribbling like a pickup. You're waiting for the score. When you're in a petty cell, when your best friend's dead, when your back's against the wall, when you're thinking it's the end, I'll be there, I'll be there, yeah, I'll be there. Come on.
just like roller coasters. I sip slow, you took too long. My heart and soul, I call your phone, I'm on the road. Surprises. Hand on your thigh, I got your bed on my mind. Dreaming by the summertime.
KUT 90.3 FM.
Intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to
CKUT 90.3 FM.